Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. In case you haven't noticed, the days are long gone when parents could have a reasonable idea of where their teenagers are at all times. Mobile phones have made it possible for teens to obscure their movements, and most of the parents I know wonder if their teenagers are being entirely honest about their activities. That's an easy question to answer, by the way. For most kids, at one time or another, the answer is no, they're not entirely honest. Adolescence, after all, is about novelty and risk-taking, about learning who you are in the world, and about exploring the edges of life. I often ask adults if there are still things their own parents don't know they did, and most of them smile and nod their head sheepishly, which makes me curious about why modern parents would expect their own teenagers to tell them everything. Still, the risks of this 21st century world are very real, and teens usually spend large amounts of time connected to a screen, usually their phone. Parents want to know what their kids are up to so they can keep them safe. But how? Well, as it turns out, there's an app for that. Several of them, actually. These apps go by names like mSpy, SpyBubble, and PhoneSheriff. They claim to track your teen's GPS location, her movements, her contacts and who she texts, the content of the text messages, and the website she visits, all without her knowledge. Of course, there's no way to prevent her from just using a friend's phone. I don't think there's an app for that one yet. But just because this spy software exists, does that mean you should use it? Spying on kids isn't new. Parents have been reading journals, digging through backpacks and drawers, and looking under beds and in-car glove compartments for generations. I remember when I was a freshman in college and I returned home for a weekend. My mom, who had never done anything of the sort before, read my journal and became hysterical over what she found there. It was pretty tame stuff by today's standards, but it caused a rift between my parents and me that lasted for months. And I still remember the sense of betrayal I felt. Let's say you use one of these spy apps without your teen's knowledge and you find something worrisome. You now possess information that your son or daughter doesn't know you have. What will you do? And how will you maintain what you and your teen really need, which is a relationship based on trust, mutual respect, and connection? Here's what I think. If you have solid reasons to believe your teen is in trouble, you might want to investigate. Those reasons might include changes in behavior, weight, sleep patterns, grades, or important relationships. But before you resort to violating your child's privacy, try asking directly. You might say something like this: I've been noticing changes that really worry me. I love you and care about your health and safety, and I'm wondering if there's something you need to tell me. Look your teen in the eye, remain calm and friendly, and repeat whenever necessary. If you do use a spy app, let your teen know it's there. Some kids actually appreciate it. It gives them a reason to tell their friends, I can't do that because my folks will know. But if your teen is doing most things well, working hard, and having no deeper problems than occasional attitude issues, spying may make things dramatically worse. A good relationship is always the best protection. Do your best to build one with your teen, and spying may be unnecessary. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.